Andy Paul, president of East Grinstead Rugby Club. Very pleased to meet you today. Obviously, we've got the Sunshine Sevens competition taking place in actually some beautiful conditions today.
For once, some lovely sunshine, yes. Yeah. We're living up to our name, so I'm very pleased about that.
So how is East Grinstead actually doing generally within the rugby arena?
We're doing fine at the moment. We've had a great season. We had sort of a change of a main board about a year ago, had to restructure some bits and pieces. We spent a lot of time and effort putting the rugby club back to being effectively almost from a semi-professional rugby club back to a community club where we always wanted to be in the first place. Our minis and our intermediates are thriving. We've got over 400 kids playing here, and the adults teams this year. We've had 75 players that have sort of turned up, used ex-players and a few players from last season. Our first team's won the league, our second team's won the league, our first team won the cup final yesterday, and we're hoping our second team can win a cup final next week. It's not all about winning, but it's quite nice sometimes.
Yeah, it certainly helps, doesn't it? It helps the atmosphere. Now, one of the good things about rugby, it is such, you mentioned a community event, a family event as well. What does it feel like for East Grinstead to be hosting something such as the Sunshine Sevens?
We're very proud. It's our 60th year this year, so it's the longest running Sevens tournament in the whole of the UK. As you quite rightly said at the beginning, thankfully it's the sunshining, so it is actually for once the Sunshine Sevens. We have had years when it's been the very wet Sunshine Sevens. Certainly the standard of the rugby being played today. There's some elite teams here. I'm just watching a Navy team play behind me. The standard of rugby is excellent. It's an RFU qualifying course, qualifying competition. I'm sure that you've seen as well, there's a good few hundred people here. Three car parks are full. Yeah, very proud to be hosting this.
And as you said, it is actually a qualifying competition.
Yep.
So you often see some of these tournaments that, yes, it's a good community atmosphere and you get some silverware or some recognition, but this is a qualifying tournament. And to see the number of teams turn up and support as well, must be very proud.
Yeah, it's lovely. So we've got some good community teams at the moment. We've actually got an East Grinstead team playing out there at the moment, struggling, but they're trying their best. I've just noticed we've got a Colts team from East Grinstead about to play, so they're going to do what they can do. But you're right, to have some of the top teams in the whole of the UK to turn up and ply their trade here is wonderful to see.
Well, brilliant. Thanks for talking to me, and I'll let you enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you very much indeed.